We'll call this meeting to order. Trish, are you all set? Good to go? Okay, so we'll call the meeting to order at 6:35. Can we stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States.
Mr. Garofalo, can you please take roll call? Or Trish, I'm sorry.
Trish, you want to do it?
Okay. Mr. Capiello?
Here.
Mr. Hyder?
Here.
Ms. Cortica?
Here.
Mr. LaRoque?
Here.
Mr. Malerba?
Here.
Mr. McCluster? Ms. McKay? Mr. Pilastro? Mr. Smay?
Yes, it's here.
Mr. Stankey?
I am present.
You have 7 present and 3 absent.
Okay, the record reflect we have a quorum. We'll move to number 4, the public portion. Is there anyone from the public that wishes to speak? Second call, is there anyone from the public that wishes to speak? And third call, is there anyone from the public that wishes to speak? Okay, hearing none, could I have a motion to close the public portion?
Make a motion.
Motion by Mrs. Cortica, second by Mr. Stankey. All in favor, discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, motion carries. Okay, we're gonna move to number 5, the approval of minutes from the July 8th meeting. If everyone's had an opportunity to read those over. I make a motion. Could I have a motion to approve the minutes? Motion by Ms. Cortica.
I'll second.
Second by Mr. Smay. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, moving right along. Number 6, review the verbiage for the previously approved items from our last meeting to submit to the Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen. Mr. Marino, were you able to take a look at those items?
Mr. Chairman, yes, and I had discussed it briefly with the town, with the city clerk, and I wanted to get some clarification. I mean, from a verbiage standpoint, for example, changing positions to 4 years, things of that nature, relatively straightforward. I did have what the clerk has just put up on the website, and if the direction is to change the verbiage for those few items, it's relatively straightforward. I can do that and probably have it circulated during this meeting.
Okay. All right. So yeah. So that was one of the items. So then the other one was the full-time mayor. The other items were 4-year term for all elected officials, and then the postings. To the website, we have to have the state statutes amended, so we'll take care of that once, but we need to have our charter reflect that all postings shall be posted to the website in addition to newspapers per state statute. So once the state statutes are updated, we'll fall right in line. We'll already be ahead of the game.
That's fine.
And okay.
Mr. Hyder, we did, yes. I did, when I spoke to the Corporation Council, we thought that it would make sense to, before we started doing, even though there were only a few things, the stuff you voted on last time, the things that you see now in the bottom of the screen here.
Yep.
You know, on the screen, those things, you know, are, as he said, pretty easy. So we thought we'd be able to sit down after this meeting, after you narrow down the rest of the stuff, so that at your next meeting, you'll, in advance, you'd have like kind of specific language to then kind of opine on that.
Okay. All right. And I believe our next meeting is scheduled for, I think it's next week. Am I correct?
Yeah, next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday. Okay. So hopefully we'll be able to nail this down by next Tuesday. And then we have to schedule our final public hearing before we forward this information along to the Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen for their approval before getting it onto the ballot. So hopefully we can get through this tonight and then move forward with the the verbiage in the public hearing, so.
And the timing of that probably will work out for you as well, because the way the weeks fall, next week is the fourth Thursday, fourth Tuesday. But the other meeting was for the first Wednesday. Second Wednesday, but maybe you would have to move it up a week to the 5th, and this way here you could kind of get that in.
Right.
Get it to the Board of Aldermen.
Okay. Okay, perfect. That works out well. Okay, so looking at the bulleted list that we had, correct me if I'm wrong. The next item for discussion was to reassess why the city donates the sum of $1,000 to the Griffin Hospital annually. The tax board does not do it now, and there's no line item for it, as well as Derby, should they continue to donate $500 to the Derby Neck Library Association, and then the consideration for donations to by the city to other charitable organizations within Derby. That's something that, we have to consider doing. Even though we do not currently donate that $1,000 to the Griffin Hospital annually, and we have not given that $500 to the Derby Neck Library Association, that's something that we want to consider removing from the charter, and or is that something that we want to bypass at this point? Does anyone have any discussion on that item, on those items?
If you did take it out of the charter, it wouldn't preclude the alderman or the tax board from doing that. But it's just old-fashioned language. It really, as counselor had said before, it's kind of like, it's just old language. It's really not formed for the charter.
Yeah. So if we want to make a motion to have that removed, we can do so. Just keep in mind, we already have three items that we're moving forward with. So I don't know how many I'm thinking that we should probably one, and if we do two more, that's going to be maybe a little excessive. So if we want to, maybe we'll go back to that. So keep those items in mind. We'll discuss the other ones that we still have to look at, and then we can come back to that and decide if we want to move forward.
And if I may, Mr. Chair,
of course,
if there are issues like the website postings, and maybe this issue, anything that you and of course the Board of Aldermen would deem appropriate to under the broad that are not controversial and that you could call kind of cleanup language, you could just put those into one question. It wouldn't have to be a separate question.
Right. Okay.
You could just kind of any of those things that really. If people feel there's really not, like it's not a big deal and everybody agrees, then you could just kind of put those all together in one pot and like essentially one question.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good.
So real quick on that one. So basically it would be a question like to update the language on section A, B, C, D kind of thing, just a one shot, correct?
Correct.
Yep.
And you don't have to worry about the questions. The number of questions is going to be determined by the Board of Aldermen. So if there's certain things that are obvious, then you could make your recommendation. But
okay.
If there's like little things like that, I don't think the number of those little kind of cleanup issues matter.
Okay.
And correct me if I'm wrong, Attorney Marino.
Honestly, I don't even see a reason why we would have donations as part of the charter anyway.
Agreed. I mean, that's something that we could probably clean up pretty quickly with that, with a quick question. So, all right. I'd also like to make the record reflect that Sam Palastro was here at 6:42. He arrived at the meeting.
Sideways.
Okay. Moving on. Page 2 of 3. There weren't any items that haven't already discussed. Or already move forward to the next cycle. So I'm going to move on to page 3. The item that we did not discuss, which is sort of a part of our four-year term for elected officials, was to set term limits for all elected officials. If we want to wait until we have the verbiage for the four-year terms from Mr. Marino, we can discuss whether we want to include term limits, unless you guys think we want to add that maybe as a separate question, or do you want to include that with a four-year term for elected officials? What are our thoughts on that?
We're saying four-year terms and then two-year terms after that, or four-year terms, period?
No.
You can't have 2 year terms.
It's gotta be either 2 years or 4 years. We can't do alternating years.
Right.
I think so, we should just set it for all elected officials for 4 year terms and make it easier, everybody's life easier.
Yeah.
Now you want to throw
Mr. Chairman, just for clarification. Just so you don't, it doesn't have to be an all or nothing, right? You could say it could be 4 years for the following positions, 2 years for the following positions. It may not make any sense to do that. You know, this way you only have a municipal election once every 4 years, but you can have some positions with 2 years, some position with 4 years, but you cannot have any one position that has both 2 and 4 years.
Right, correct. Right. Yeah. Like currently, everything is 2 except for the town clerk. The town clerk's office is a 4 year term.
Correct.
Right. So we're looking to change everything to a 4 year term to match up. If we want to set term limits, I'm of the opinion that term limits should be left up to the voters whether they want to continue voting for an elected official for more than 2 years. You know, if we set term limits, we're going to lose, quality people. You know, for example, Mr. Sill has been serving the city of Derby, if I'm not mistaken, since 1973. He's been an elected official in Derby. So, if we're looking to set term limits, we're gonna lose a quality candidate such as Mr. Sill, who clearly has the best interest of the city at heart. But if we're setting term limits, he's going to be unable to run for the same position multiple terms.
I agree, and I think that setting term limits, we already do that by voting.
Correct. Yeah, I agree.
I agree with you, Rob. I think it's up to the voters. If they don't like them, they're setting the term limit. If they don't vote, they don't want them to serve another term, they'll vote them, right. Vote against it.
Okay. So is this something that we want to take off the table? If anyone has wants to have a roll call vote or have a vote on that, we can certainly do that. But if anyone wants to move forward with the term limits, let me know now. Otherwise, I think we'll move on without.
Yeah, you want a motion, Rob?
Did we settle last time whether or not it was going to be full? Are we going to add the verbiage of full time or part time to it?
Yes, the mayor is going to be, we're putting forward as a full-time mayor, and the second item was 4 year terms for all elected officials.
Okay.
So that's what we moved forward with last week. For the sake of argument, we might want to have a vote on whether we want to set term limits for elected officials. So
I'll make a motion that we table that position until further discussion.
Well, do we want to table it, or do we want to eliminate that from discussion? Do we want to have further discussion on that?
I don't think we need to have further discussion on
No, that. I could change if you want, then we'll...
Mr. Chair, maybe perhaps the best, clearest motion would be to take no action, move to take no action.
Okay.
I'll amend my motion to take no action then.
Okay, I have a motion from Mr. Stanky to take no action on term limits. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Capiello?
Yes.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carries. Okay, the next item we have is redefining the number of wards in the city and reducing the number of aldermen who serve in that manner. I think that was something that that goes along with tabling until the next cycle when we discussed having a subcommittee of the Board of Aldermen for the tax board, or reducing the number of members on the tax board. So is that something that we want to consider, or do we want to make a motion to take no action?
I vote to take the lead.
Yeah.
Table that until census.
Well, I definitely think it's important, but I definitely think we should, if you want to wait till next time, that's understandable.
I know okay,
it's
a big, yeah.
It's, I mean, I don't want to say, like, I think we should make it, like, because condensing everything down is such a major thing. I think we kind of brought it up last time, and I think it's something that we should at least table to the next meeting, or to the next cycle, I should
agreed.
Say.
And then we'll have the census information by that point as well.
Right. That's all I would ask, because I know
okay.
I'm on the owner. I just think it's something that really should be at least given its fair shake.
Okay.
A question from my just my knowledge. Does the census play into our wards or no?
Yes.
Mark or the
yes.
Attorney Marino?
Yes, it does.
Oh, it does? Okay.
It does. The charter, section 2 of the charter says that the wards shall be redistricted every 10 years. That being said, in 2010, there was no redistricting. They didn't look at the numbers and adjust the wards. So because we're so close to the census, it makes sense to just wait till the new numbers come in, and then we'll have to adjust it based on if the population is more or less the same, 12,300 or thereabouts. So there would have to be like 4,100 people living in each ward based on so we're going to wait till that happens, and then the Board of Aldermen will have to set up a committee to do that.
Thank you, Mark.
Okay, so if I could have a motion to take no action on the addition of the fourth ward or redefining the number of wards.
I'll make that motion.
Okay, we have a motion by Mr. LaRocque to take no action on the redefining numbers of wards. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Mr. Smay. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carries. Okay. I just want to go through, Mark, was there anything else? I mean, I went through those three pages and I don't think we missed anything, but I just want to make sure that we're not missing anything from the items that we received from Mr. Mayhew and also
everything that was received is on this list. That okay. was a compilation of everything that came in from the Board of Aldermen, the public hearing, and then the things that we received after the fact.
Okay.
Mr. Chair?
If you want to go from the top of the list, just so, you know, quickly, just to make sure everybody's on the same page, you know, or that we, you know, it's probably the best way to do it.
Okay.
And also, Mr. Chair, was there, and I recall, because from my notes, that there was some cleanup that you were talking about doing. I'm not sure if you want to leave that for a later date or not. But, you know, like, for example, section 5 of the charter talks about vacancies in elected offices, and there's a lot of language here that says whenever any elected officer of said city shall die, resign, or remove his or her residence from city, or whenever any ward shall die, you know, there's a lot of words there. It can simply be reduced to any vacancy in any elected city office or city ward officer shall be filled by, and we can get rid of, you know, I would consider that cleanup. Rather than, because it's not changing the charter substantively at all, it's just cutting words out. I don't know if you want to go through that exercise at this time, or if you want to leave that for a future date.
Okay, I'm looking at section 5 right now. Does everyone have that in front of them available? If not, I can read it.
I'll put it up. Give me one second.
Rob, also, weren't we going to change Alderman, the Board of Alders? Wasn't that part of the cleanup?
Well, I think it's probably a good idea to go through this list.
Yeah.
Pop and go right through it and just make sure, because if there is something that's missing or that we forgot, then we can pick it up now and make sure that it's everything that we want.
I have that in my notes, but I didn't see it on all notes.
Okay.
Right. So, you know, Mark, and it might be also, Mr. Chair, I mean, we can run through the charter pretty quickly if we just start on the first page. And I've kind of been making changes based upon what I've been hearing just to have them. and I can kind of go through what I consider to be cleanup.
Okay.
I think it'll be a quick exercise.
Okay. So you're saying literally start at page one and then...
I can direct you to, for example, it would be, and Mark, if you're going to put it up, I think the first cleanup would be in section four, paragraph, subparagraph B.
Can you see the charter? Can you see the charter?
Yes, we can.
Okay, sorry, I can't.
So, section 4B says no one political party shall nominate more candidates for any one office than may be elected from that party. You know, that's really referring to minority representation of boards and commissions. So, you could change that to say minority representation of all boards and commissions shall be determined in accordance with Connecticut General Statute 9-167A, as the same may be amended from time to time. So that was what I considered a cleanup, because again, it's not changing it substantively. I also had added in on this page a paragraph D that says, no person who is not at the time of his or her election a qualified resident voter of the city of Derby shall be eligible for election to any city office, and any person ceasing to be qualified to be a qualified resident voter of said city shall thereupon automatically cease to hold elected office in the city. The question always is, what happens when someone moves out of the city? Are they still elected or not? You can speak to that in your charter. Again, it's not, I don't think, a controversial issue, but something that was absent from the charter. Again, I view that more as a cleanup. And okay. I have this in red line that I can circulate to the body. And you can make this decision at your next meeting if you want to include it or not.
All right. Why don't we do that? If you can forward the red lines to us, that'd be might be easier to review it beforehand, just to have it, and then talk about it on next week.
So I'll do that, and I will just keep it to very kind of vanilla, what I consider to be cleanup.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
All right, we can talk, I'll talk to you, Counselor, about those sections about the nomination of candidates, because there's a little nuance in the statute of how people wanted to vote, because if you have it, unless the language is correct, then you can only vote for a certain amount. You couldn't vote for all 10 tax board members. You could only vote for, say, six from the one party, unless it's laid out in the charter.
Or they don't get elected because they can't serve, right?
Right. But the idea was not to nominate people that couldn't get elected.
Well, I understand.
That was a choice that was made. If they want to do a different way, then you could do a different way. But.
Right. Well, and things again, things to consider. And Mark, we can talk a little bit about this offline. Like in section 9. There's a charter requirement that the filing list of nominees by political parties be filed with the town clerk.
Yeah, that's statute now. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you need that in your charter.
No, but the one thing I would say though, if the board chooses to, the commission chooses to change some of this language, if you're going to go to 4-year terms. And where it says in section 5 here that we're looking at, I think it says it should say till the end of the term, because if it doesn't, some old charters say till the next election, and that messes up the terms of everybody, so it should.
Right,
it should
terms are not necessarily driven by the election, because they normally end after the election.
Right, but if it's a 2-year term, it's not so much of an issue. It's just, and maybe we changed it last time. I have to look at. We'll go through these for next week.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. Then, if you want to maybe chair go through Mark's list, that may give us more insight.
Okay. And then I'll. Hey, Mark, if you could pull up that list, go to page one.
We're not going to go through the charter. We're going to go through the list, right? Is that
correct? Correct. Yep.
Okay. Okay, sorry. Let's see. Sorry. All right, what do you see now?
Is that page that's page three, right?
All right, yeah, but you see the list, right?
Yep. Yep, there we go. Okay, the mayor should be a full-time position. We have we've already moved on that. That's going to be recommended to the board of aldermen and alderwomen.
I'm going to make the stuff that's going forward green for go.
Okay, perfect.
Use the back button, Mark, up on top on their file. There you go.
Thanks, Coach. Fingers are too fat. Sorry.
Somebody's got to straighten them out, Chuck.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay, the mayor's salary should be commensurate with that of a full-time position. You know, that's something that the Board of Aldermen will have to discuss, the salary for the mayor, should the it move forward and pass as a full-time position.
Attorney Marino, you had wording on that, how to put it in there in the same thing, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I thought, I remember discussing that.
Okay, the mayor should be provided with a citywide vehicle. We discussed that that's not something that we're looking to move on.
No.
Do you want to highlight that in red, Mark?
Sure. Both of those, right? Actually, that was probably the same.
Correct, yeah. Okay. The elected mayor should serve a first term of 4 years, followed by that's out. The treasurer's position should be an appointed position instead of an elected one. That red. Minimum requirements for the position of treasurer and finance director, whether elected or appointed, established job descriptions and skill sets required for each position. I believe that we said that we were not moving forward on that. That was to be determined.
Yeah, I had that on the bottom.
Yeah. Okay, notices to the public should be posted electronically and not necessarily published in a paper newspaper. Derby should look at more cost-saving alternatives such as electronic publishing and website posting. So that's green. Bid should be published on the city website for vendors to apply. The winning bidder should also be posted on the website. We also, that was green as well. Okay, reassess why the city donates the sum of $1,000 to Griffin Hospital.
Make that red?
Yeah.
Red? Are we going to eliminate that from the chart?
Well, no, that wasn't necessarily red. What did we say we were going to do with that?
We're going to eliminate it.
That's green.
Yeah,
I started with yellow.
Oh, so we're going to put the green and we're going to eliminate it from the charter. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. The next two paragraphs on page one would be red because we're moving those to the next cycle.
All of these here, right? Keep going.
Correct. Yes. Yeah.
All of the police stuff, right?
Okay, that's That's already previously highlighted green, but we do green again.
Yeah, we'll consolidate everything too.
Yeah. All right, the tax board with the Board of Aldermen, modify the makeup of the board. All right, so the next, this bullet point should be red.
Well, it's not red. You have on the right, look, Rob, that's where the question came up, changing the name to Board of Aldermen.
Right.
You know what I'll do is I'll move that one down to the end so that we can, because I don't want to miss it. I'm going to put that down at the bottom.
Oh, to the right. Right, I didn't see that. Thank you, Chuck. Yeah,
not a problem. That's why it's good to have all eyes looking at
yeah,
it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Modify the makeup of the Board of Assessment Appeals.
We had talked about it right now, just a refresher for everybody. It consists of the city treasurer, the president of the Board of Aldermen, and the president of the tax board, chairman of the tax board. So the idea was to either, I think what you had discussed was to like allow them to, or their designee or something like that.
Correct. Yeah. So it was the same makeup. However, we could also select a designee instead of. So do we want to put that in green?
I think so.
Yeah, I don't see why not. I agree.
Yeah.
That's
all right. All right. Provisions for minority representation on the Board of Aldermen. That's we're going to move forward with that in the next cycle. All right. 4-year terms for elected officials. Set term limits for elected officials. That's red. Okay, reducing or eliminating the composition of the tax board, so that's red. Okay, raise the standard of qualifications for some city positions, such as public works director, city treasurer, experience. So we decided that we were not.
I think we said that was up to the Board of Aldermen because they're paid for positions.
Correct.
And that was in line with what all the other towns do also.
Right. Here's
or elected crossed off on my page. Are we eliminating that
person? Which one's that, Ralph? I didn't hear you.
The one that he just marked in red. The fourth line in there, whether appointed or elected. For some reason, I've got it crossed off on my page, the or elected. Were all these appointed positions?
14.
Or should I say, were any of these elected positions?
The treasurer is elected.
The only one that's there.
Yeah. Parks and Rec and Public Works, those are appointed. Treasurer is elected. I think we said we could not change that based on the description of the job description for the treasurer in the charter. All right, are we all set with that one?
Yeah.
All right, person who works for the city or works for a company that performs work for the city, they would need a waiver by the Board of Aldermen by unanimous vote to allow them to serve as an elected position. I don't recall. No action. Yeah, we decided that we're not going to do anything. All right. So that one would be red as well. Okay. All right. The next bullet for the contact information for each person. That's already moving along with the Board of Aldermen, so we can put that as red. All commission members, especially the police commission, should be elected positions instead of appointed by the mayor.
Yeah, I think we felt this wasn't a charter issue.
You're right. This was something that would be needed. Yeah.
I want to look up section 155.
Well, no, this is a charter issue. If you want to go to elected as a.
We would need to change, right.
We would have to change the charter.
That falls within the police thing, that we're not moving forward. We'll wait until next time.
Correct. I agree.
The next part, too, if you look.
Yeah. These next three bullets should all be read. The public accountability, I mean, that's going to go along with having contact information listed on the website. Okay, the fourth word, that's red. All right. So I think we're all squared away with that, correct?
Yes.
I think it looks good, Mr. Chair.
Thanks.
Well, no, you got. Okay, so wait. So just here, the last one here. So these are green, right?
Correct. Those are the last three are red, right?
Yep, sorry.
Yep.
Colorblind.
Be new at this stuff.
Okay, so then the last one would be consider the name change to the Board of Alders. So that's something we had not. So what are our thoughts on that? I know it seems kind of cumbersome to say Board of Aldermen / Alderwomen.
I'm going to beg you to say yes.
I'm sorry?
I have no problem.
Vin Moreno, I'm going to beg you to say yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think it's... No brainer.
I have a double order of that too.
I'll make a motion to accept that. To change change the board.
But the question is, do you want it to be Board of Alder or City Council?
I think we'll stick with. Well, my opinion is to stay with Board of Alders. You start throwing City Council, and then people are going to start wondering and questioning. You know.
Right.
Yeah. Board of Alder.
Board of Alder.
I agree. Board of Alder.
Okay, so I have a motion on the table from Mr. Stanky to change the name of the Board of Aldermen / Alderwomen to the Board of Alders. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Sam.
Second by Mr. Palastro. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, so we'll change that one to green and we'll move that forward as well.
The other red, Mark.
I can't figure this thing out. I wanted it in Excel, but we put it in Word, and it makes it more complicated. So thanks for your confidence.
It's nice to see everybody still laughing. In previous charter revisions, everyone was screaming at everybody by this point of the game.
It's not too late, Chuck.
No.
Okay, so I think we're pretty well squared away. So, you know, we're scheduled to meet again next Tuesday at 6 p.m. Oni, does that work for you, or did you need us to move it to 6:30?
Tuesday, I can do this Tuesday at 6 o'clock. That'll be fine.
Tuesday at 6, okay. So it's the Wednesdays that are tough. Okay. Okay, so. Attorney Marino and Mr. Garfalo. So just to clarify, you're gonna come back with the red lines this week, and also you'll circulate the verbiage and how we're gonna propose these questions to the Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen, and we'll look at that at next Tuesday's meeting, and then at that point we'll schedule our public hearing before we. submit our proposals to the Board of Aldermen for consideration.
Mr. Chair, let me just ask this question. Do you, the following meeting would be August 12th, but it might, for a practical matter, maybe it might make sense to try to figure out a day, a first week in August, only because of the way the weeks fall.
No, no, I understand. Yeah, but our next meeting is next Tuesday, correct? The 28th, July 28th?
Right. But I just didn't know why you have everybody here to plug in the date, or we could send out, excuse me, an email, just so it would get it on people's calendar, because then the Board of Aldermen meets on the 13th, so that might fall right in line, so you don't have to have then another meeting.
Right, so if we meet on the 28th next Tuesday, then maybe we schedule the public hearing for the week of the 3rd, so maybe the 4th.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, okay.
That's what I'm trying, no, I'm saying, but I don't know if people are going away or not available that week, so if we could just find out who's available.
All right.
And if not, we could send it through email, but just while you have most of the people here.
Yeah, of course. Is anyone opposed to having the public hearing the week of the 3rd? We're already scheduled for next Tuesday, the 28th, so we're just looking to move the meeting from the 12th to the previous week. So if we could either have it on Tuesday the 4th or Wednesday the August 5th, if everyone's available, that would be ideal.
I'm gonna be away that week, but as long as I can get a Wi-Fi connection, I could be in on it.
Okay, that would be helpful. It shouldn't, I'm not anticipating it being very long.
5th is better for me, Rob. We have firehouse on the 4th.
Okay.
I cannot do that Tuesday, unfortunately. Okay.
So it sounds like the Wednesday the 5th sounds the best for everyone.
Okay. We have an RTC meeting that night.
What time is that, Sam?
7 o'clock.
7. Okay. All right. So or Oney, that's going to be tough on you to get here for 6, though, correct? For Wednesday the 5th?
If we absolutely have to do it at 6, I will see if I can get some time off. If you let me know, if we decide now, I might be able to get out, or I'll have to start early.
Okay.
So if it's absolute, because I can't do, ironically, as I'm looking at the calendar, I can't, even if we had to do the 5th, I can't do, for example, the 6th, because we have a DTC meeting that night. So, in order to make it fair, I'm not going to play hardball here on that topic.
Sure, no, okay. All right, so why don't we schedule the public hearing for Wednesday, August 5th at 6 p.m.? Mark, does that sound good?
6 p.m., yep.
Yeah. And then, Oney, you can just do your best to try and get here on time.
Is that going to be okay with you, Sam? I know you got the meeting, so. Sure.
For Wednesday, yeah. I'll just have to get out at 7 o'clock. That's all.
Okay.
I'm not sure that it's going to go too long. It's just that's going to be the public hearing, and then there's not really going to be much discussion or action for us to take at that point. So.
A quick question for Mark or Attorney Marino. At the public hearing, all we're addressing is the ones that we're putting forward, correct? It's not going to be
correct.
Anything new or why didn't you do this or why didn't you do that? Am I correct in that?
You're correct.
Thank you.
So just for clarification, prior to the 5th, are we putting so you're going to have the verbiage set for us for next Tuesday. Are we putting our recommendations out to the public before we submit it to the Board of Aldermen so they can review it in time for the public hearing?
Yes, you have to.
We should.
Gotcha, okay.
Yeah, we should.
We have enough leeway in there, Mark, if the Board of Aldermen sends something back to us for revision?
Well, we'd have to, then you'd have to, I mean, hopefully if you do it on the 5th, then we could transmit it to them. They have their regular meeting on the 13th, really, you don't have a ton of things. It's not like you have issues in there that people are not familiar with, so I can't imagine. But okay. If that's the case, you still have, you could meet the following week and then kick it back to them or meet back to back. There's ways to do it if.
Yeah.
We're not talking about a whole bunch of complicated issues, But I think really it's just a matter of making sure that's the language that's clarified. Also, Mr. Chair, Mr. McCluster is here in the meeting here.
Okay, thank you. Hello, Carl, how are you?
Good, thank you. How are you guys doing?
All right. You got here just in time, pretty much for adjournment. So we are, just to catch you up real quick, we went through the bulleted list that we had. We added one other additional item to change the name of the Board of Aldermen / Alderwomen to the Board of Alders. So we are going to meet next Tuesday at
6 o'clock.
I'm just checking my calendar. Next Tuesday at 6 o'clock, we're going to review the items that we're moving forward. Mr. Marino is going to give us the verbiage that we're going to put forward to the Board of Aldermen. And then we are pretty much going to move forward with a public hearing on Wednesday, August 5th at 6 p.m. and then push everything off to the Board of Aldermen for Alderwomen for approval.
All right, sounds like a plan. Looks like I heard the last question regarding if they'd have time to get back to us, and it seems like they would if there was something necessary.
Yeah, we're the Board of Aldermen are meeting again on Thursday the 13th, so should we need to have another meeting, we can maybe schedule something for the following week pretty quickly. All right. A special meeting,
so. Well, great. Sorry I missed the bulk of it, but thank you guys thanks for bringing me up to speed, Rob, and thank you guys.
Yeah, sure, no problem.
Going to work.
All right. So if there's nothing else, anyone doesn't have any questions, Camille?
Yes, I have a question. I thought we already discussed the four wards increasing from 3 to 4 because we wanted to increase the aldermen, and we decided that we wanted to check districts and so that each ward would be equal. I thought we already discussed it and said yes.
Yeah, we discussed that last week, and we decided that we were going to wait for the census information to come in, and then we pushed that off to the next cycle. So that's definitely going to be on our radar for the next cycle, you know, should the Board of Aldermen re-up us for another go at this.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. Anyone else?
I'd just like to comment, Rob. Like I just previously said, and I don't know if Mr. McCluster was here, from previously serving on other boards, I think this board should be commended for cooperation. Everybody got along very good together. Like I said, last time we were young. By this time in the ball game, we were at each other's throats. So I think everybody did an excellent job here, in my opinion. Everybody on this board should be congratulated.
I agree. Thank you, Chuck. I appreciate that. And I'm looking forward to working with everybody in the next cycle, too. So hopefully we can get some stuff accomplished and move forward.
I do have a real quick one. I know when we're talking about the full-time mayor, are we going to give it the option of full-time or part-time, or are we just going to leave it out there as full-time? Or is that something we can discuss at the next meeting? Just out of curiosity, because
the charter doesn't specify part-time. You know, that's an interesting question. I mean, because it doesn't specify right now. So if we put it out there...
Right, but it's like if we put it out there as full-time and it gets voted down, does that mean it's going to be classified as part-time? I'm just because these might be some questions that pop up, so I just want to make sure we're prepared for it.
That's a great question. Attorney Marino, do you have any ideas on that?
And the other question is, if you can answer this question while you're doing it, if it gets knocked down, does that mean the four-year term gets knocked down? Because are we writing it in the same question?
No, those are going to be separate questions. Okay. Four-year term is one, and then a full-time
and full-time is another. Yep. Okay. I didn't know we were writing it to be full-time four-year.
Yeah.
Right. So the full-time question, first of all, yeah, it's, all of these will be separate questions. So you may have, even though they sound minor in, like, for example, full-time and 4 years, that's two separate questions. So you may have a half dozen to a dozen questions that you're putting out to the constituents to vote on. But, you know, it kind of begs the question. Let's assume you put it out. Shall the mayor's position, shall the charter be amended to state that the mayor's position is a full-time position? If the voters vote no, what does that mean? I mean, when you're a chief elected official, you're kind of 24/7, 365. You kind of, does it mean just because you're a full-time position, does it mean you can't moonlight and have a second job? So what is really the purpose in stating that you're a full-time? You're not going to be driving the salary of the position that the Board of Aldermen will have to deal with or not. So you're not going to say, you know, the mayor shall earn X thousands of dollars a year. So, and nor would you want to do that because, you know, you'd want to have a personnel committee review the salary of the position, not of the individual from time to time. So it's a good question. What does it mean if the voters say no to the words full time? I don't think it means anything. I think the mayor is still expected to be on his or her position 24/7, 365.
Yeah, so it would essentially just fall back to status quo.
And the status quo is it's not described,
right?
As part time.
Well, but you could decide to put it in the form recommend to the Board of Aldermen to put a full time question or a part time question, and if they both get knocked down, it's status quo.
Begs the question: What does it matter? What does it mean? Does it mean if I don't know, if a building is falling down in the middle of the night and the mayor doesn't go to check out what's going on, if there's a crisis and he says, well, I've worked 28 hours and I'm part-time, I'm not showing up. I think, you know, it kind of begs the question, what does it matter? I think you would expect your chief elected official to be present.
Yeah, agreed. To answer that question, and the only thing I can potentially think of would be for consideration would be people who decide to throw their hat in the ring that maybe want to run for mayor. If it's a part-time salary, not necessarily a part-time job, but if it's a part-time salary, they may opt not to. But if we change it to a full-time mayor and the Board of Aldermen increases the salary to commensurate with a full-time position, we may get a different candidate pool than we normally would.
You know, I mean, only healthcare. Yeah, I think at the end of that, is it going to matter what you define it as in the charter to change the quality of candidate? Not to suggesting that you're not getting good qualified candidates now.
No, I'm not suggesting that. Right.
No, but it's really the salary. If the Board of Aldermen does not want to, you call it full-time and they want to leave the salary at $45,000, then you're going to have a full-time mayor defined with a $45,000 a year salary.
Mm-hmm.
So,
which is essentially what we have, we've been going under anyway.
Exactly. So I think if the argument is that you want to make the position something that is more desirous or palatable to a, let's say, maybe a retired a CEO who might, or a young person who might be interested in and good for the city but can't afford to live on $45,000 a year, then
right.
the push is to go to the Board of Aldermen and say the salary for your mayor is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And you know, and should be increase to 75,000 or 90,000, whatever they ultimately deem as appropriate.
Right.
You know,
but
so,
historically, there's been a reluctance at the Board of Aldermen to increase the salary because people are saying, well, it's part time or, you know, people say it's part time, but the truth is when you look at the charter, it's silent.
Which is to my
Mark, and just to be devil's advocate a little bit, because it puts whoever the mayor is, in both parties, you know, like if the person say, you know, if they own a business and they take a half a day off of being mayor a week to do that business, it was like the world was coming to an end. Or if somebody else had a part-time job or whatever, you know, it creates this dysfunction. You know, it creates all kinds of extra dialogue that's not productive dialogue. Mm-hmm. So, to give guidance to the Board of Aldermen to set, you know, to give them the, in a way, cover or approval if the people want it to be full-time, essentially raising the salary, then they'll vote for it. And if they don't, then it should be deemed as part-time, and the Board of Aldermen can keep the salary at a lower rate. And if somebody needs to have another job so they can pay their mortgage or pay their bills, then it kind of eliminates that dysfunction.
Right.
Yeah, I've lived it on all sides of the issue. So I you know, eliminating the vague nature of it, I think it would reduce some of the extra controversial dialogue that goes on by both parties for forever.
Right.
Or leave it vague, and the Board of Aldermen has to evaluate it. You know, that's the other issue. But history tells us that there's not been an appetite to address that in a meaningful way, because ultimately it falls down onto whoever's in the position at the moment. And in any of these instances, we're not talking about the person who's in the position at the moment. We're talking about the position, and really you can't give a raise until after the election. So it's whoever wins the election, not the person that's there now.
Right.
Right. Mark, if you define it as full time, again, just to kind of push back on the advocacy, let's assume I'm a business owner. Let's assume I'm let's call me a lawyer. And I can be flexible in my private sector business hours, and I decide I want to run for mayor. If you define it as full time, does that mean I have to give up my private sector job? If it's also a full time position, how can I manage two full time positions? I mean, I see the argument also being a future argument of saying, how could you be a full time lawyer and a full time mayor? How can you be a full time bakery owner and a full time mayor? And history has proven that it's been done.
I don't say it to advocate either way. I mean, for full time as opposed to part time. But if we want the flexibility, then, you know, if there's no action, you take no action. That's up to you. But if there is action, it should be guidance to the Board of Aldermen to say, yes, what is the mayor's job worth? Being mayor is a lifestyle. You could argue it's not full time or part time. I lived it, so I can speak from experience. It's a lifestyle. So you have to figure out, and not you, but in general, as a community, we have to figure out what are the expectations of the position, and what are you willing to pay for it? Either, you know, and that's, it's two groups of people that have to make the decision. But, you know, Vin, your point is, you know, I don't dispute your point either. It's a dilemma. It's just, as a community, we need to figure out what we want it to be. And to me, so that, from my point, so that there's not extra bickering or innuendo and wise guy comments about the way somebody's doing it because it's so vague and the salary is low.
But I don't know if you're ever going to avoid the wise guy comments. Isn't that part of the game?
Right.
I mean, you know, it's either going to be you're not working hard enough, or it's a full-time position and you're focusing on your private sector position more than your public sector position. I mean, that's the politics of the game, you know, and that's what each side is going to do until they rewrite history. So I don't know if you gain anything quite, you know, I think you just change the conversation and change the dialogue, but at the end of the day, what you call it, full-time, part-time, I don't think it changes the position. I still think it's 24/7, 365. I think it's really a salary issue, and I think that salary is not a charter issue. It's a Board of Aldermen issue.
So the amount of hours that the mayor works, and we all know he works 100 hours a week. They all do, day and night, and appearances and whatnot. Let's just put it up as a full-time mayor. And if the Board of Alders doesn't like that, then they can come up with what they want to call it.
You can do that.
Yeah, I mean, I think we've already discussed this quite a bit and decided to move forward. So maybe we leave it into the hands of the Board of Aldermen to
right.
to discuss further. Okay.
All right. Well, I think it's time, you know, respectfully, it's, as Mark said, I think it's time to make a decision. Like, we have an opportunity here because it's going to come up again. and it's going to come up at election time. Is the mayor full-time? Is the mayor part-time? And respectfully, I don't want to get into the politics with you guys right now, because that's, I know not what this is about. But, like, you know, I understand we want to do the low-hanging fruit, but we got to make a decision on something. Like, not everything's going to be popular, but it's time to make a stand on at least something. Like, what's the – it's either part-time or full-time. And a lot of yous don't have to deal with it. Like, for example, I'm going to have to deal with it. Sammy's going to have to deal with it. It's really not that hard to do. We're talking about clearing up language in the charter. Well, let's clear this up too. Let's make a decision. Let's clear it up. Because quite frankly, I'm kind of tired of it. Like, it's okay for one mayor to do his thing, but it wasn't okay for another mayor to do her thing. Like, how long do we keep on? Right. But I'm just saying, like, we need to, it's, we're going to make it full time, but we have to make, or part time. Are we just going to, we have to make it so they know.
Well, if anything, we're going to end the discussion and we're going to put it to the voters to decide, you know, why isn't the mayor, is the mayor full-time or part-time? Well, it hasn't, yes, it passed. The voters said yes or no. It's status quo. It's part-time pay. So at least we can put it back on the voters to decide the final, this final decision, you know, and hopefully end that argument.
Agreed.
Okay.
Yeah, Oney and I have been talking in great lengths of this even a year prior to for us getting started here. So, Oney, I echo your sentiments on this. You know, we were talking about this for quite some time. So
yeah, and this is an item that doesn't affect, you know, it doesn't favor one side over the other. So
no.
Right. Okay.
I mean, you know, everybody's saying, well, we're going to go up. We're going to go up on the money. I don't know. There was somebody wrote an article, Walt or something like that, that, you know, they're going to make it a full time and your taxes are going to go up. Look, $750,000 increases your mill rate by one mill rate. You're talking about increasing it from 40,000 to, you know, 60, 70,000. $20,000 isn't going to affect your mill rate if you want to make this guy a full-time, you know, anybody, whoever comes in, a full-time mayor. I mean, you've got to understand they're a CEO of a $44 million company, and that's the city of Derby's, you know, budget every year.
Right, and we're Derby, we're not New Haven. He's not going to get $150,000 a year.
Right.
Exactly. We're not talking like that, but that's not for us to decide. It's the alderman. But if you raise it to a competitive rate, and I just don't see that you could afford not to, so that way you can have a more competitive field of people who are, might be, you know, wanting to dip their toe in this.
We're good.
All right. All right, if there's nothing else, does anyone else have any items to discuss? Otherwise, we'll I have a motion for adjournment.
I make a motion for adjournment.
I didn't catch. Who was that?
Capiello.
Mr. Capiello, motion to adjourn. May I have a second?
I'll second it.
Second by Mrs. Kurtica. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Have a good night.
Motion carries. Thanks, everyone. I'll see you next week.
Okay. Take care.
It's 7:37.